The Wife and the Waitress. His girlfriend answered the door wearing a white shirt, a short black skirt, fishnet tights, and heels. "Hello, sir. Welcome to Layla's restaurant. Have you made a reservation?" Two candles lit the room. The curtains were drawn and the table was covered in crepe paper. Pop music played. He leant to kiss her and she pulled back, shaking her head. Helping him take off his coat, she repeated what she had said, then walked over to his music stand, which she must have brought down from his studio, and tapped a pen on the paper she'd put there. Grinning, he stepped over to the music stand. "Yes, I reserved the table." He saw his name on the sheet of paper. "That's me, there." The instructions had been on his desk this morning, written on pink card. "Our place. 1 p.m. A table for two." The house was small. The kitchen and living room area was a single room. She led him to the table, pulled out his chair and tucked it under him. Holding a pad of paper, she asked what he wanted to drink, then rushed into the kitchen and came back with the menu. "Whoops," she said. Teasing her, he asked for a strawberry daiquiri and she winked. "Would a glass of orange juice do, sir? It's on the menu there. Look," she pointed. "Juice a la casa." The menu was printed on pink paper with clip art flowers around the edges. "Starter, delicate salmon and asparagus with a small bowl of cheese and vegetable soup." "Sounds good," he said. He was glad she did not write menus in real life. She moved like a dancer, although she'd never had lessons. "You can't talk to me when I'm in the kitchen. You have to pretend you can't see me." "You're a very bossy waitress, and I can see you." "Main, whole wheat sandwich with British pork and salad." "Where's that drink?" "Slow service." He felt her lips on his neck. Breathing into his ear, she whispered, "Sorry I'm late, love." She wore a burgundy dress. Her brunette hair shone in the candlelight. On her fourth finger was a ring. She sat and asked, "Have you been waiting long?" He kissed her on the cheek. She sat opposite him. "Funny, you look a lot like the waitress," he said. "Did you order for me? I love this place. The food is always great." Brushing a hair from her face, he said, "No, I haven't ordered yet. The service is slow. I haven't even got my drink." He looked at his watch. "I'll have the same as you. Excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom." She got up from the table. He began to turn around. She said, "No, don't." Do you want to listen to it now rather than me reading the whole thing and then finding out that it's really...
I don't know what to do.
Well, I've just stopped here, so I can just carry on. That's no problem.
Okay. Well, I say we ditch this one.
It's just they're really talking.